It's June 25th, 6 months till Christmas.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
I told you I was going to play some holiday Christmas music throughout the morning.
Well done.
But then you told me, well, we're going to talk international festival. Do you have any international music? So why not?
The best of both worlds.
Exactly. And to help us celebrate the International Festival, the week has been going on. It's already Thursday. Tonight, it's the Princess Pageant at the Lorraine Palace and the Festival Bazaar at the Black River Landing tomorrow through Sunday. We have with us Rick Soto. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. How's everybody there?
We're doing great. We saw you Monday at the breakfast. Today's already Thursday. How are the grounds of the Black River getting set for the big onslaught of folks for this weekend?
Well, we've been busy throughout the weekend. Starting on Saturday, we began putting up the booths and assembling everything there, getting everything set. We had a vendor arrive last night and already asked to set up. Things are going good. We're ready. Just hope that Mother Nature kind of cooperates with us.
Rick, when we met you out there Monday for sort of our preliminary setup, there were a lot of midges out there. What's the story today?
Well, let's knock on wood. So far, we power washed the area. They're gone. We're hoping, crossing our fingers, that they do not arrive either tomorrow morning or Saturday morning. And if they do, we have a contingency plan to handle them. But as of right now, it looks really nice down there.
Well, let's talk about some of the food vendors. Anything new or different this year that you might want to share with us about the people?
Absolutely. We have over 28 ethnic food vendors that are going to be visiting DeLorean International this weekend. We have everything from the old Americana to Latin to our Mexican cuisine to our Hungarian papitas, all the way through Thai food, our Chinese. We have actually Polish. We have Kodrowski's visiting us this year again with their wonderful pastries. And several other very well-established vendors that come and visit the International every year and support the city of Lorraine with this.
Well, besides the great food, while people are eating, they're listening and seeing great entertainment. Talk about some of the things they'll see on the pavilion stage there.
Well, our entertainment's going to start off on Friday. We have a band called Evil Ace. It's a Santana tribute band. They'll kick things off for us on Friday. Moving in on Saturday, we have a band Touch. They're Motown and Soul. Also, we'll have as a special guest Alexa Davila. She'll from Amherst, Ohio. She'll come in and have a little performance of between two and three songs. And also, we're going to have quite a bit of the ethnic entertainment. Also, we have we're going to have the Cleveland Chinese Music Ensemble, the Soul Joe G Japanese dancer. We'll have the Bulgarian singers. And also, we will have the Romanian cultural dancers. So that will fill up our entertainment throughout the weekend. Also, with your local dancers, your local ethnic groups that perform yearly at the International, they will be on hand also this weekend.
Rick, a little bit earlier, Bruce mentioned how we got together Monday at the International Breakfast at DeLuca's Place in the Park. Last night, we got word that Len DeLuca passed away, and I'm guessing that over the years, you probably had some interaction with the man.
That is true, and it's a sad day for the city of Lorraine, and also I'd like to, on behalf of the Lorraine International Association, send our condolences to Sally DeLuca and her family. My wife and I, Terry, have been involved with the International for many years, and you're absolutely correct. We have many dealings with Sally and Lenny, and just fabulous and great people. Lorraine's really going to miss him, and again, we've sent our condolences to Sally and Sally, the backing. You know, you have the backing of the LA there, and you're going to your family go through a tough time. But again, these are pillars in our community, and Lorraine's lost a good one.
We're talking today with Rick Soto about the Lorraine International Festival. The Princess Pageant is tonight. That's always a fun and exciting, kind of a different event because it's all these ethnicities represented by the young ladies in Lorraine County.
That's correct. We have 24 princesses representing 11 nationalities. We will also have the reigning court on hand there. And again, it's a great evening. It's a very great evening. I would hope that the folks from Lorraine County would come down and visit us at the Lorraine Palace Civic Center and visit us tonight for a wonderful evening of pageantry. And, Bruce, I just got to give you know, a little shout-out to the pageant committee, and they do a wonderful job. You know, it just doesn't start the week of June there. It does not start the month of June or May. This goes on yearly that this committee is entertaining these princesses. When the new court comes in, it's a yearly thing. New court goes to visit other festivals throughout the state of Ohio, and these ladies do a fabulous job. So I would like to kind of, again, invite Lorain County out to the Lorain County Civic Center. Festivities will begin at 6 o'clock. Doors are open. And we're looking at seeing if we can fill up the place here and make this evening special, not only for the LA, but for the young ladies that are participating in this event.
And if they miss out on the Princess Pageant Thursday night, they'll be seeing those young ladies Friday, Saturday, Sunday as they walk around the grounds of the Black River Landing for the festival. But they'll also see them in that big parade you have on Sunday. Talk a little bit about that.
That is correct. The parade will be on Sunday. Parade will kick off from 17th and Broadway Avenue, right in front of the Morning Journal. That kicks off at 11 o'clock. And International is probably one of the biggest parades, I would say, in Lorain County. We have fabulous, a fabulous committee that does a great job, an outstanding job in what they do there in assembling that and gathering that. And it's for show for not only for the city of Lorain, but for the Lorain Countyans here.
And this year's Grand Marshal, General Johnny E. Wilson?
That is correct. General Johnny Wilson, retired the U.S. Army. He will be the Grand Marshal of the parade for this year.
And again, everything is getting underway at the Black River Landing on Friday. Admission is $2. You do have a little bit of a bump up to a $5 admission after 6:30 on Saturday night for some of the musical entertainment there as well. But plenty of free parking around Broadway and the little kind of access road behind the Black River Landing. Rick, we'll talk with you again. I know we'll see you probably out there this weekend. We'll be out there as well. And have a good, successful festival this year. Appreciate
it. Thank you. I look forward to seeing you and all of Lorain County at our festival this weekend.
It's the Lorain International Festival. It gets underway Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Black River Landing. Tonight, the big event at the Lorain Palace is the Princess Pageant.